5.5 years ago, who would have thought we'd be producing the 301st edition of This Way Out? But you're listening to it. Hello again, I'm Greg Gordon. For the next few minutes, we're going to be blatantly self-indulgent by congratulating ourselves on managing to produce and distribute a uniquely queer half hour of radio each week since April 1st, 1988, and to share with you a few relics we've collected along the way. On that inaugural edition of Inside Out, before we changed our name to protect our innocence, Los Angeles African-American gay activist Charles Stewart reported on a history-making event.
In the last few days of February, I was present at a rather unique gathering of lesbians and gay men. It lasted an entire weekend, was held on what was once a plantation in the hills of Virginia, and was billed as a war conference. Although it was run with a drill sergeant's attention to detail and scheduling, the conference had no substantive agenda and was expected to produce no specific result. Yet 175 people came. The chief enticement for attendance was the guest list, a veritable who's who of the lesbian and gay movement in America. Elected officials, executive directors, co-chairs, and even a sprinkling of gay millionaires converged on the 200-acre retreat known as Airlie House. They came, we came, to begin to put our gay house in order. We came to strategize, to figure out how best to organize our defense against growing homophobia and against AIDS. There were five areas of concentration: getting the government and the law off our backs and at our side, silence equals death, what to do about closeted gays and lesbians, the need for a national emergency response system, using the media, and last but never least, money as the ammunition in our war of liberation. The agreed upon recommendations were four. First, a national media campaign must be waged to change people's concepts about homosexuality and their attitudes toward gay people. Secondly, a proposal by the Street Action AIDS group, ACT UP New York, was endorsed to erect a national network to mobilize lesbians and gays for political action on short notice. There would be letter-writing campaigns, phone call-ins, and marches to respond to anti-gay political action throughout the nation. Thirdly, an annual conference of lesbian and gay activists was seen as a necessity. And finally, October 11th has been tentatively identified as a national coming out day. The real success of the conference was that for a brief period, nearly 200 lesbian and gay activists came and worked together to define and resolve the issues which impact our lives.
That was Charles Stewart reporting on the War Conference, a national gathering of U.S. lesbian and gay activists held in February 1988 and part of the very first edition of This Way Out.